wanna be in the know.
Welcome to Below the Frame with me, Matt Vogel. This season, we are going to revisit some of our original Below the Frame episodes that we broadcast live during our lunch breaks from shooting Sesame Street. And today, we are rewinding to October 19th, 2017. We were shooting season 49 of Sesame Street. And this episode, we are in the Muppet Lounge talking all about our first day on Sesame Street. It was the season 2 premiere of the live show at that time. And this episode features Tyler Bunch and Jen Barnhart and Martin P. Robinson and John Kennedy and Pam Arciero and Chris Knowings, who plays Chris on Sesame Street. And there's a song, the Lonely End song, that's performed by Johnny Kay and the Muppet Lounge Band. So let's go Below the Frame and rewind to October 19th, 2017.
Hey, welcome to Below the Frame, season two. Hi, it's me, Matt Vogel.
Hello,
Stephanie there. Hopefully people are getting online, or they're waiting, or they're logging
in. I'm seeing a lot of likes, Matt.
Excellent.
I'm seeing a heart or two.
So, hi, everybody. Really super happy to be back. We are shooting the first week of season 49 of Sesame Street right now. Not right now. We're at lunch right now. That's why we're able to do the show. But before we get into it, I just want to say thank you so much for all the questions that you guys have posted underneath that promo that I did. There were a lot of great questions that we're going to get to today. And then there were also some really great questions about the Muppets at the Hollywood Bowl. That's awesome and that's great. And, you know, I would love to have a whole hour devoted to the Muppets Take the Hollywood Bowl because it was super fun. We're going to try to keep things today steering toward Sesame Street. I'll give you some news, but keep those questions coming, and if I can, I'll try to answer them in any way that I can. So there's a new season of Sesame Street starting on HBO November 11th, Saturday, November 11th. It's a special called The Magical Wand Chase, and it's going to be in prime time. Then the next Saturday, regular episodes of Sesame Street will start on Saturday, November 18th, starting with a really cool Thanksgiving Day episode.
And you might see me!
Prairie?
I don't know where she went. You'd think she'd try to get on camera, but, you know. Yeah.
You're right. That's kind of typical of her.
Well, but, you know, I think she tries to just get in any way she can.
That's true. So we're going to say hello to Chris here real quick.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Hey, Chris,
how do
I don't say hello
here
to Facebook
Live. Hey, Facebook Live, how you doing?
Yeah, maybe we'll see you down there in a minute.
You absolutely will. I'm just going to finish the bottle of water, and then I'm there.
Please do. So we're going to do things a little differently than what we did last season. We're just going to have like a panel discussion. I want to say this real quick. Those people that guessed correctly, there were people that guessed what we were going to do. I did a special announcement. I said, I'm going to have a special announcement. And people guessed. Christopher Smigliano and Anthony Thompson and Marnie Hill all said, is it more Below the Frame? And you were all right. So congratulations to you. We had a lot of other guesses that were really great. Christy Walk said maybe a new Muppet TV special. Please tell me, Ryan Branoff says, please tell me it's Netflix reviving the Muppets. Sadly, no. But good guess. Alan Davis said season 4 and 5 of The Muppet Show. That would be awesome, too. These are all really great. Much better than Below the Frame, but we'll get to that right now. So anyway, here we go. We're going to go into the Muppet Lounge. Let's say hello to everybody. Come on in. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Back.
Yes. We have a new set, don't we?
Back. New set. Just for Below the Frame. We've got some new seating things to sit on. I'm going to sit on this right now. So, like I said before, we're going to do a panel discussion. And our topic this week is first day, namely your first day on Sesame Street. And because everybody kind of has a story about what their first day on Sesame Street was light. In fact, that was our first question here.
Who do we have on the panel today, Matt?
Well, since you people are sitting on the sofa, it's going to be you guys.
All
so
right.
It's Tyler.
Oh,
Tyler Bunch, Jennifer Barnhart, and Marty Robinson. All right, so, and hello everybody else who's just in the panel.
The Peanut Gallery.
We also have over here Alicia Duran from Sesame Workshop, and Johannes, who's from Sesame Workshop as well. He is our what should I call you, Joe? I was going to call you the resident nerd, but that would
be... No, that's legit. That's accurate.
But we're all kind of
nerd
nerds,
expert,
right?
Yeah, but I'm the resident.
That's true. Okay.
And live
it's a little
in
different.
Nerdom.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, that's true. So Scotty Swan asked, after filling out paperwork, does a new puppeteer get put into a scene right away, or do they just hang out until they're needed? Is there anybody that can kind of frame that? And it doesn't have to be just on our panel, because I'm going to ask them specific questions here in a second. But does anybody have an answer to that? When you fill out your paperwork, do you just go right into puppeteering, or do you sit around? Anyway, John,
I don't remember paperwork. Was there paperwork?
But there was no paperwork. It was all...
John, have you ever been paid for your work on Sesame Street?
Oh, I guess, yeah, I have, but not money. It was peanuts or something. I get paid with food.
Yeah, that's right. You get a lot of
observing. One assumes that there's been some training before the paperwork.
That's right. I think that's true. There has been
not,
a lot of
the paperwork. It's just, you can't just give paperwork to anyone and then they start.
That
I
is,
think is the point.
That's true.
The answer may have changed over time, too, because there may have been a time 20 years ago where you were just around, quick, we need somebody, and you're in it, and then
that
you fill out your paperwork afterwards.
Be, yeah,
where now, not so much.
You would come and observe, and you'd maybe be lucky enough to get on the show. Question for anybody, what was the first puppet that you remember performing on your first day? Who wants to take that one? Anybody here? Anybody have a good...
I can.
Okay, Jen.
My first puppet, I was very lucky. This also was my first day on Sesame Street. I was lucky enough to have a character. I was not assisting, I had a character with lines, which is kind of rare on your first day of Sesame Street, and I was Grandma Snuffleupagus.
Woo!
Yes! Woo! Yes! Give it up for Grandma Snuffleupagus!
Yeah! Yeah! Mortal.
Awesome and really fun. And yes, the puppet is heavier than you might suspect, especially when wearing a wig and a hat. You remember you helped heft it on, and you were like, wow, shop, could we add some anvils to this? Because this is not heavy enough. And I had bruises on my hips for like a week after wearing the harness. But as I was exiting, I was trying to be cool, trying to be a pro about it. And I was getting ready to leave, and I was like, okay, thanks everybody. Thank the director, thank everybody, very professional. I get down to the end of the hall, and I start jumping up and down like a mad woman going, oh my God, I just had my first day on Sesame Street. And Eric Jacobson, walking across the back, went, I saw that from down the other end of the hall.
Tyler, what was your first day like? What was it like being on the street for the first time for you?
For me, it was it blows your mind the first time you get invited. I got invited to observe. I was observing, and Kevin brought me in, sat me down, and I'm just watching all this stuff happen. That you imagine how it works on the set. You finally get there, and I'm just kind of go into the Muppet Room, which was downstairs at this building at that time, and I get kind of flanked by Joey Mazzarino and David Rudman. And they kind of start asking questions, and like, so, don't know if you heard, but there's doing this photo shoot at lunch. There's a senator coming in. They need somebody to do the puppet. You should do that. I'm like, really? Oh, my God. Of course, now I know they were just trying to get out of working at lunch. Of course, I'm excited as heck. So I go and do Cookie Monster for this photo shoot with the senator, and the most brilliant moment was when I put my hand in, I felt something hard, I pulled out, and there was a broken piece of cookie. I put it in my pocket. I still don't know who the senator was, I don't remember.
Marty, what was your first day on Sesame Street?
It was exactly like Jen's. I was...
you were Grandma Snuffy?
except for the wig. I was hired to do a Snuffy. I didn't do 8 years of right hands like Richard Hunt did. So I had gone through the Snuffy training, whatever, I don't remember what that was, but there must have been something. But everyone had an idea, had an opinion about what Snuffleupagus should be that day. And Kermit Love was there, telling me about how terrible I was, basically. And everyone was just chiming in, and I had to strap on that big guy, and I sang a whole song.
What was the song?
Bertie and I were imagining we had a dinosaur. If we only had a dinosaur, wouldn't it be neat? We'd march him up to Looper's for a little bite to eat. We'd have 10,000 sandwiches, a pot of David's stew. So I learned that song, and I never will never forget it because I was terrified.
Well, it seems to have worked out.
And had 70 pounds strapped on my back of terror.
Oh my God.
But I wasn't bad enough to get fired, so I said they kept me on.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. The very terror nice. Was contagious.
For 35 years or something now?
Yeah.
You still haven't gotten fired after all this time? It's 35, 33?
Alicia, any comments from the people watching?
Yes, there are some great comments. Marty, everyone is loving your hair. Please don't cut your hair. And also, they love your shirt. But one of the questions from Benjamin Cartwright was, hi everyone, I want to be a puppeteer when I'm older. With you guys, if I'm good enough, do you have any advice? So maybe just like one word advice.
Great. Just a little bit of words of advice. I also want to link it to this Louise Braves question, which is for somebody who wants to be a Muppeteer. What would you suggest they focus on in college? And what are some schools maybe for puppetry? And you guys are a really good group of people to answer that question.
Acting, improvisation, music, any kind of physical training. There's a great
movement.
Anything. There's a great program at the University of Connecticut in Storrs. It's the best in the country. Sorry, everyone else.
But Jen went there.
I went there. Yeah, I went there.
Where did you go?
Find playmates. Find playmates and make your own stuff and keep trying to critique each other and get better. I went to school where puppets happened, but found puppetry in college kind of as a sideline. So, and that was literally finding a bunch of people who just wanted to do it before and just make stuff.
Elias Weinwig wants to know, did any of you meet Jim Henson? Anybody in this room, did any of us meet Jim Henson? Marty did.
Yep.
I did.
John did. Hammy did. Anybody else? No? No, that's it. That's only three. John, do you have anything quickly? Or Pam, do you have anything quickly about Jim? Anything?
Jim was as brilliant as you think he was. His brain was always clicking, it was always working, and he was tons of fun to work with, actually. He really was. We always had a good time on the set with him.
Yeah. I only worked with him for 2 days, but he was quiet, very quiet when I was there. He had a lot on his mind, I guess. But I jumped up and said, anything you need, Mr. Henson? And he said, yeah, and just walked off.
Yeah, go over there. Yeah, that's what he would do to you.
Thank you.
There's a term about Jim, people say he had a whim of steel. That was really nice.
Christy Walk wants to know, just this is kind of off the topic a little bit, but I thought we should answer it real quick because we have our resident expert over here, Joe, who played the orange Muppet and did his singing in the Les Miserables skit.
Well, I happen to have this information at the top of my head, by which really? I mean I looked it up on the Muppet Wiki while we were waiting, and it was John Tartaglia.
Chris Knowings.
What? Who? What?
What was your first day on Sesame Street like?
It was terrifying. I was scared because I didn't know a soul. I couldn't remember a name, and the one person who I remember was Tyler Bunch.
Wow.
Because he was doing this triangle host thing, and he kept saying, triangles! And remember that, Tyler?
Oh, I remember
that. I will never forget that as long as that was the first memory I ever had, and that put me at ease, and from then on, I felt like, yeah, I think I belong here. Like after that, I felt like it was like family. That was it.
I remember meeting you, Chris Knowings, and I remember telling you who Mr. Hooper was.
Yes, because I did not remember.
You didn't know the name. You didn't know why Hooper's star
I knew
was
who
named.
He was. I did not know his name. And there was why a big old sign that said Hooper's. I'm like, oh, that looks familiar.
It was the sweetest thing in the world, though. Because you were so sweet about
but
it.
But I was three. Like, I wasn't good with names. I'm still not.
Here's a great question from Jennifer Himes that we got that is a question for anybody. So, and maybe we'll just quickly go around the room and shout it out. What was / is your survival job when you were first starting out on Sesame Street? I worked at a pet food store called the Pet Bowl that was on the Upper West Side of New York City.
Is it still there?
No. I outlasted it.
Streetmosphere style improvising performer at the renowned Jekyll and Hyde Club.
Oh, right.
Yes. I was a copy editor for an ad agency.
Which ad agency can you say?
The Sloan Group. I don't know if it still exists.
Oh. Someone Google that.
I never made any money before Sesame Street, and so for my first paycheck, I was just in heaven. And I've managed to, between that and Little Shop of Horrors, I managed to get by.
Anybody else?
By the way, Jen Himes. Hi, is that you, Jen Himes? Hi. Yeah. The other thing I do is I teach puppetry in Texas to you.
Anybody else had like a first job?
Customer service rep.
What was that?
I was a customer service rep for a local phone company. I can't say which one.
It didn't end well. I built costumes in costume shops.
I cut up boxes for recycling.
Where?
Indiana.
Oh, just a job?
Yeah, it was
box cutter upper?
Yep, that was it. Only I didn't have even a knife. I just had to cut it with my feet.
like in the Flintstones?
They didn't provide me a knife.
Quick question from Lara McLean. Will Lars make a special appearance this year, she says?
That's a question only she can answer. Hey, we've hit triple digits of viewers. Wait. Now it went back down to 98 as soon as I said that. Come on, two people out there tell you, no, it's 97. Oh, no, don't say anything. Now it's 95.
Great. Oh.
Feel it winding down.
Okay, so, and speaking of, we're going to do a little something special here. We're going to have a song from Sesame Street. I don't know what season this is from.
Joe, if you can figure it out. This is the Lonely End song, and it's performed by Johnny Kay and the Muppet Lounge Band. Take it away, guys!
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4. In an old and far off place, there was a lowercase N. Lonely and cold, she would stare off into space, and it was known that she'd cry now and then. Lowercase N.
Question, who takes it? I don't know. Here it is, though. This is from Rebecca Glasheen. Question for anybody. What was a piece of advice given to you when you were starting out on Sesame Street that has stuck with you and contributed to the way that you perform today? First hand up, I see. First hand up. Think about it. Think about it real quick.
Good
anybody.
Question.
Could be anybody. Could be anybody at all. Ty.
If you surprise yourself, you will always surprise the audience, them.
Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh, that's good.
Very good. And on that note, we're going to wrap up. We're going to do our ending theme. We'll be back next week. I think it's going to be next Thursday. It'll all depend on our personnel for that day. But I'll do a promo on Monday that will give the topic for next week's Below the Frame. And then and we'll go from there to give you the day and the time.
Hey, someone just Googled the Letter N song, season 4.
Season 4. Season 4. Nicely done.
Tammy gets the prize.
Who wins this card?
Hey! I'm a winner!
All right, so I guess that's it. Anybody else have anything important to say? Anything else anybody wants anybody to know?
Puppets rule!
Thank you!
Hey, shout out to the Wranglers!
Yeah, shout out to the workshop! Woo! Head to workshop! Woo!
Any random bits of information for anybody? Anything that just, do you have any information? I think you do, of like when people started.
I emailed it to you, and of course I don't have it in front of me. Everyone started a long time ago, and you're all still here, which is great. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for still being here.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Oh, you seem like you're going to say something. No. Good. All right, John Kay and the Muppet Lounge Band. Take us out. 1, 2,
and now you're all in the know. Because you joined us for our little show. It's always all go.
Teresa, we've been called back. All right, head out.
Below the Frame is produced by Welcome Matt Productions and me, Matt Vogel. Our theme song was written by Stephanie DeBruzzo and myself and performed by the Mighty Weaklings. Our podcast art was created by Dave Holteen at DaveHolteenDesign.com. This Rewind episode was originally produced by me along with Stephanie DeBruzzo, who also filmed and broadcast the show live, gave valuable consultation, and was just doggone great support in the creation of the episode. So special thanks goes out to Stephanie DeBruzzo. Follow me on Instagram at WelcomeMattV or search Matt Vogel. I post things every now and again, and it'll help you to know when new episodes of this podcast are out, for example. Thanks to everybody who was in our Rewind episode today. I loved doing these with you. And thanks to everybody out there for listening and watching. That's right. You can find Below the Frame wherever you get your podcasts, and we're now a video podcast on YouTube, so you can see our faces, especially for these Rewinds. You know, it was so great to relive the memories of these episodes of Below the Frame. If you're sharing podcasts out there, please let someone know about this one. And also, please rate and review us. I'm sure that it pleases the podcast gods or something. I don't know. I am Matt Vogel, and we will see you next time when we go Below the Frame.
Go, go, go Below the Frame.